There you go. Yeah.
I was going to say, and if you're really into it, on our sports station tomorrow, Billy and Louie will have a special signing day edition of their Bellucci Hour.
There you go. And Coach Sumlin will be talking about the class at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll also have that live on the sports station.
There you go.
There you go.
For
so we're all things recruiting.
Yeah. There. Mm-hmm. So I watched a little bit of that. Was there a debate? No.
Basketball game?
Yeah, some of that Texas-Missouri.
Yeah, a good game, huh?
It really was a pretty good ball game.
Pretty good game, yeah. Missouri looked like they were about to put it away, and Texas made a little 16-2 run at the end and then lost it by a point.
There's some underachievers there, aren't they? I mean, those boys are overachievers. Lots of young guys out there playing pretty well.
Yeah. Missouri's a good basketball team. They really are, even though they lost to Oklahoma State last week right before the Aggies beat Oklahoma State. But
so
that's the way it goes.
So we got the Texas game last night, Texas-Missouri game last night in mm-hmm. Austin. Uh-huh. And then, of course, ESPN is going to have the Aggies and Baylor tomorrow night.
Right.
So, I mean, is Brent Musburger in Lexington? I mean, did he spend the night in Lexington and he's going to drive over? Giddings, maybe?
Yeah, he veered off of 21. Yeah.
Go over there. Maybe. Buc-ee's. Yeah. Buc-ee's.
Yeah. There's a small Buc-ee's in Giddings.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he's doing the game. The game's on ESPN, too. I don't know. Does he do games on
well,
two?
Well, yeah, it would make sense. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, you know Vern Lundquist did the Baylor game in Waco on Saturday?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
That was
CBS.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah. CBS coming in and do that. So, now, actually, one of the money quotes that I can remember Bob Knight saying in basketball was last night. Tom, I don't know if you were watching at the time. They called an intentional foul on a Texas player because he grabbed the uniform of the Missouri player to stop a breakaway.
Uh-huh.
And Knight didn't see it the first two times they replayed it, and then he saw it. He said, gosh, you know, if I had one of those monitors when I was coaching, maybe some of those calls weren't as bad as I thought they were. I'm going, really?
So maybe he has a sense of humor after
all.
Yeah.
He's gained a little sense of humor. In his.
Hey, you still get a good paycheck. You don't have to worry about Chancellor's assaulting you in salad bars.
Yeah. I think it was the other way around.
That was the other way around, though, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I thought, well, that's kind of fun.
He's
just having fun with all that. Hey, chance of rain today is 30%, by the way.
Really?
I don't know that's going to happen.
That's better than 20.
Well, it rained in my house last night.
And after all, isn't that all that matters?
Yeah,
but
I mean,
we have weather. What's going on?
Didn't last long. Yeah, did we not do the weather?
No.
Yeah, we did.
No? Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I just remember you talking about a basketball game nobody cared about.
Yeah.
So.
No, because I did my sports tease, and I don't do my sports tease unless I've heard Rob or whoever.
But we're looking at 30% chance of showers, and, you know, again, sometimes that's when we get the best rain. But actually, we have a chance of showers all the way through the week. And 40% on Friday and Friday night, so that'll be even better as far as any rain that's out there right now. You're liable to find some down around I-10 west of Houston. The aforementioned Giddings may be getting mm-hmm. a little bit of rain.
Oh, well, they need a scrubbing. Yeah.
Really?
What's Giddings ever done to you?
I'm married into family in Giddings now. So
I didn't say everybody needed a scrubbing.
You about to offend my honor.
Yeah.
Sir, have sullied my honor.
Yeah, what did Sully ever do to that? I mean, he's got a statue in College Station.
Really?
It couldn't have been that bad.
No, CT's about scrubbed his face off.
It's going to be a good morning.
Obviously, we had nothing in bad taste to share with you this morning.
That's a shame.
Give us time.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
We'll make our own bad taste. How's that?
We'll tell you when to wake the kids up.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to bait you with a news story later at some point this morning.
Oh, all right. I'm looking forward to that. All right.
Took a train, a plane, a bus.
I kind of already like that one where they just tore that lady's house down and whoop.
Yeah, get the checkbook out.
Uh-huh.
Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 618. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's the 31st of January. We're almost done with this month, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actress Carol Channing is, I've got 89 and I've got 91.
I think she's 91.
Okay.
I'd go for 91.
Okay, let's go for
Been
91.
Around a long time.
There you go. Actress Jessica Walter is 71 years old.
From,
Arrested Development.
Thank
Arrested
you.
Development.
Sorry.
Actually, completely. Actually, before that, though.
Play Misty for me.
Yeah.
Where she played the,
ooh,
she played the not well adjusted,
yes. A listener, who none of us wants.
Character that creeps out every radio person. That should be required viewing for everyone in radio.
I would agree.
There you go. Actor Anthony LaPaglia, Without a Trace, Murder One, things like that, is 53 years old today. And, from Arrested Development, actress Portia de Rossi.
Portia.
That her too is 39 years old.
Degenerous.
Yeah. Actress Kerry Washington.
Yeah, you just look at it.
To you said, you know, use her last name.
Just look at her and you say, really?
Really?
Ah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she's the girlfriend, is she? Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Richard Gephardt, do you remember him? He was a senator, or congressman, rather, from Missouri that ran for president about 20 times.
Sure.
71 years old. Nolan Ryan's birthday is today. He turned 65. Kelly Lynch, did I mention her? She was in Drugstore Cowboy, is 53. Minnie Driver is 41 years old today. And
the wide shot.
Yeah. Just keep moving along. Just keep. Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
And Justin Timberlake, the NSYNC.
Yeah.
And it's gone on to bigger and better
things. Yeah, he's a lot bigger than NSYNC now.
Right. It's 31 years old today.
Extended his brand, so to speak.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Well, I mean, do we need secondary birthdays?
Well, I don't know. That was a pretty fair list.
Yeah. Happy birthday, 66 and a half, to Van Morrison. How's that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guy who refuses to pretty much look at the audience while he sings. He's says he's shy.
And people still pay.
Yeah. Says he. Yeah, I think he would be the definition of a pill.
Yeah.
And Richard Gere. Richard Gere's on a list today that we're doing.
Yeah.
He's 62 and a half, so good for him. All right, that's all, 621.